good enough it's dull down here at the store this morning, isn't it?
Boy, it sure is. There hasn't been a customer in here all morning.
Maybe people have stopped buying sheet music.
Well, it looks like they have here, anyhow.
I'd rather not have anyone come in than people who don't know what they want.
Oh, you should kick about that. You never know what you want.
Well, at least I don't go into a music store to look for it.
Well, yes. Did you see these pieces that came in yesterday?
Yes. They all sound alike.
Oh, there are some hot numbers here.
Oh, I'm so sick of music. I never want to hear a song again.
You got out of bed on the wrong side this morning.
I get out on the same side every morning. I couldn't get out on the other side. There's a wall there.
You know, if you thought you'd never hear any music again, you'd cry the blues all the time.
I would not. I'm fed up on songs. They're all the same.
Why, music is medicine.
I'm not sick, thank you.
You're sick of music.
And I don't want to get sicker.
Why, music has charms to soothe the savage breast. That's from the Greek.
Well, I'm not a cannibal, and then I don't care who your friends are.
Oh, well, you'll feel better after lunch. Let's clean out all this junk from under the counter.
Oh, you do it. I'll stand here and watch you.
Won't that be too hard on you?
Oh, I can stand it. Who put all those things under the counter?
Oh, everybody. Whenever anyone has anything they don't know what to do with, they stick it under the counter here.
Oh, you're going to get all dusty and dirty.
Well, I'm tired of standing around waiting for customers to come in.
What's that, Cecil?
Oh, it's a book somebody left here.
Oh, goody. It's something to read. Give it to me.
Here. Dust it off.
Oh, here. I don't want it. I thought it would be a book.
It is a book.
Well, it's nothing to read, though. Look.
Here, give me. Oh, salesmanship. Huh. Well, I wonder who this is.
Oh, it's probably been there for years. Let's see what it says.
Here, you take it and learn all about how to sell things.
Look, Cecil. Wait. It says, high pressure salesmanship and how to use it.
High pressure? What's that? I know what high blood pressure is.
Sir Uncle Thomas has that. Let's see what it says now. Oh, Cecil, it tells you how to sell anything. Look.
Does it say anything about selling sheet music?
Well, it says that this system can be used with everything.
What's the system?
Well, it says here that the successful salesman sells the customer before the customer can make up his mind. High pressure. See?
How could I make up anybody's mind for them?
Just talk them into taking what you have. Don't give them a chance to think.
I wonder if it could be done.
Well, sure. It says so. You have to be convincing. See, here's where it says so.
Here, let me have the book.
Let's study it and just sell out the whole store for Uncle Thomas.
Look, all you have to do is convince a customer he needs what you're trying to sell him, see?
Cecil, put the book down. Here comes a customer. I'll wait on him.
No, wait. I've got an idea. Let me wait on him.
No, I'll wait on him.
No, Sally. I want to test out some high pressure. Good morning. You wanted to buy some sheet music, didn't you?
Well, yes. I'd hardly have come into a music store to buy an ice cream soda, would I?
Oh, Cecil. Isn't he funny?
Oh, sure. Yes, sir. Well, what did you have on your mind?
We needn't go into that either. Have you got a copy of My Gal Sal?
My Gal Sal. Now, let's see. My Gal Sal.
Yes, My Gal Sal.
He wants My Gal Sal, Cecil.
Oh, yes, My Gal Sal. Now, have we got that? Have we?
I'm sure I don't know, young man. You're the one that ought to know.
Cecil, I don't think we have that. We're just out.
Oh, darn it. That's right. I'm sorry, sir, but we haven't got that. But, just a moment.
What is it?
Aha. See this? This is what you want.
Well, what is it?
This, sir, is a copy of I Wonder What's Become of Sally. This is what you want, the very thing. Shall I wrap it up?
But this isn't what I want. I wanted My Gal Sal.
But we're just out. Now, this is what you really want. It's a lot prettier, and it's about the same girl. Good old Sal. You can't go wrong.
I've tried all over town to get a copy of My Gal Sal.
You won't find it. Now, here you have a chance to get the very best song about Sally. Hot off the press. It's brand new.
Oh, Cecil, it is not new. It's an old piece.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want that.
Oh, but you do. You need this piece.
I don't want it, and I don't need it.
That's what you think, but you don't know. I do. You should have this piece of music. Shall I wrap it up?
No. You can put it back on the shelf.
There, I knew you'd take it. I'll wrap it up. I said I'll... Hey!
Oh, Cecil, he went out.
Well, can you beat that? You walked right out on me.
Sir, you didn't do it right.
Why, I nearly had him where he believed he wanted this.
No, Cecil, you went at it wrong.
I didn't. I was convincing him that he wanted something that he didn't want.
Yes, but you forgot something. What the book said.
High pressure? Well, gee, I couldn't very well grab him by the coat, could I?
Oh, not that. Don't you remember? It said to sell a customer before he could make up his mind.
Well, I couldn't very well hit him over the head, either.
No, but you gave him a chance to think.
How was I to stop him from thinking?
By not giving him a chance to say anything. You let him do all the talking.
No, I didn't.
Well, you let him talk some. The book says to talk fast and sure, and then the customer can't resist, you see?
Well, that man wasn't a good subject anyhow. I don't think he had a mind to make up.
Oh, Cecil, wouldn't it be nice if you could learn how to make people buy everything you wanted them to? Just think, you could make lots of money.
Yeah, I'm liable to get so good, I'd make people buy things that didn't have money to pay for them.
Well, that wouldn't be so good.
Or, I'm liable to make a person buy so much that after they got home, they'd get so mad they'd come back and shoot me.
Oh, well, you have to use some reason. The book says so.
Well, I'll give it another shot and see if it works.
Well, you take the next customer, and remember, don't let him decide for himself. Make up his mind for him. I'm sure it's a wonderful way.
All right, now let me see. I want to make up a good line of talk.
Well, tell him what you were telling me this morning.
What was that?
Oh, about music, taming the cannibals.
Oh, soothing the savage breast. Well, uh-oh, look, Sally, coming in the store.
Now's your chance. Talking blue in the face, Cecil.
Oh, a victim. Just watch me steam.
And if it doesn't work this time, the book's no good.
I wonder what kind of songs he likes. Good morning, sir. You wanted some sheet music? Well, we have all the latest music. That's what you want. That's what you need. It soothes the savage breast. Well, there's nothing personal in that. You want something sweet and tenor, a song with a soul. Well, we have the very song you need. Here it is right here. Take a look at this. Piccolo Pete, you can't make a mistake getting this piece of music. You want it, that's good. Now, here's another piece. I wonder what's become of Sally. It's not exactly new, but the old things are sometimes the best. It's a wonderful piece of music, and music, as you know, has charms to soothe the savage breast. I can tell by looking at you when you came in the door that you were a lover of good music, and I know just what will please you. You have the appearance of a man of brains and taste. Here's a song that you like. It's very popular. It's called the Stein Song. Everybody sings it. Everybody knows it. And it's the one thing that you need to make you happy. No. Music has breath to soothe the savage charms. Or did I mention that before? Well, it's true whether I did or not. Now, here's another piece. You really ought to buy five pieces. You don't know why? Well, I'll tell you. That's my job. And that's because...
Music has charms to soothe the savage breast.
That's right, Sally. Thank you. Now, five pieces of the latest music of what you want. You may not think so now, but I know. You'll have to take my word for it.
Hey, say, wait a minute. What the Sam Hill are you raving about?
Music?
I don't want any music.
Oh, but you do. That's what I'm telling you. Now, as I was telling you...
Hey, just a minute, fella. Save your breath. I didn't come in here to get any music. I'm from the telephone company. Where's your office?
Oh, the office. Oh, it's right back there, up those stairs to the right. I thought you wanted some sheet music. Well, I made a mistake.